Let's Play Through Golf Travel Show is off to Australia. We're starting with a mini-series in South Australia. We know you'll all be familiar with Melbourne and Sydney and places like that, but Adelaide is really an undiscovered gem. Great golf, great food, great wine, great beaches. We reckon you're going to love it. Check it out.
Welcome to another edition of the Golf Travel Podcast. We've got some exciting news today on the show. We have another host joining us, someone that you will be hearing more from as the weeks and months go on, Mr. Leighton Walker, who is joining us from the UK. He's a golf club manager over there. We're going to talk to him about his background and history, but it all starts with Australia, his native land, and that's what we're going to talk about on today's podcast. So Leighton, welcome to Let's Play Through Golf Travel Show, sir.
Hey, Gabe. How you doing? And great to be joining you on this great show.
I'm so excited to be with you, man. So give us a little bit of your background. How did someone from Australia make it to the UK and start working in the golf business over there?
Yeah, well, I'm really excited to be joining the show, but particularly to be starting on Australia. But so I moved over to the UK about 16 years ago now. So that seems a long time ago now. Back in 2004, and I'd already started in the golf industry, managing a club in Adelaide in Australia. Played golf ever since I was about 8 or 9 years old, and quite high amateur level as a youngster, and then ended up working in the golf industry in Adelaide, which was great. So when I moved to the UK, it was a transition straight into a role in a club down in the southwest of the UK, and I've pretty much been doing that ever since. So great. Fantastic to be able to have worked in both countries in golf and see some of the differences, but then so much is the same. So hopefully what I might bring to the show is a sort of diverse outlook in terms of having worked in two different countries.
I love it. Yeah. And your accent sort of reflects that as well, doesn't it? You've got a little English accent in there, and when you're talking about Australia, a little of that Oz comes out, doesn't it?
It's a bit hybrid these days. Yeah.
I'm the same way when I go up to my family's from the north part of the country here in the United States in Boston, and I get a little bit of a Boston accent if I'm up in that part of the world as well. So
yeah, you quickly fall back into it, don't you?
Exactly. Yeah. So let's talk about your homeland there, and let's talk specifically today. We want to talk about Adelaide and all the amazing golf and excursions there are to do in that part of the world. If you're new to this, like if I'm about to hop on a plane and go to Australia for the first time, what are some of the places that I should be considering on that trip to Adelaide, and how am I going to get to Adelaide?
Yeah, so Adelaide, I mean, just to give a little bit of background on Adelaide, it's quite a big city. It's about 1.2 million people in Adelaide, and it quite often gets missed off of people's radars, not just from a golf perspective, just from a holiday or tourist perspective, really. People tend to gravitate towards the East Coast a little bit more, places like Sydney and Melbourne, and then perhaps to a lesser degree, Perth on the West Coast. So Adelaide, we like to sort of think it's a little bit of a hidden secret. It's a bit of a boutique city, I guess you'd say. It's that sort of place that when people go there, they go, wow, this place is amazing, isn't it? Why haven't I heard about this? Why haven't I been here before? So hopefully we can sort of reveal a little bit of that. But in a golfing sense, exactly the same story, really. So lots of great golf to be discovered, pretty inexpensive compared to other parts of the country as well, but some real high quality golf courses. So I guess if you arrived in Adelaide and said to the taxi driver, right, take me to some good golf, you wouldn't be that far from it at the airport, actually. Around the airport, we've got about 4 or 5 of the best courses in Adelaide, all within probably 5 or 6 kilometers of each other. So a real little cluster. And I guess it's like a little mini sand belt. So you might've heard of the Melbourne Sand Belt, which is quite famous throughout the golfing world, and the types of golf courses you get there. Well, this one in Adelaide is like a little mini Melbourne Sand Belt. So probably the best 4 courses in Adelaide. So you've got Glenelg, Grange, Cooyonga and Royal Adelaide, all located in that general area. So even if you were to base yourself in Adelaide for 3 or 4 days, you could cover off all of those golf courses in that period. You'd never have to travel too far. You'd be 2 miles from the, or a mile from the beach in most of those courses, and some other great attractions as well.
It sounds like a garden spot, man. It sounds like the perfect trip where you don't have to do a lot of like hotel moves and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, if you really wanted to keep it to those courses, that would be fantastic. And then
What type of golf would I be expecting it from those four courses, Leighton?
Yeah, so they have some linksy characteristics. So a lot of Australian golf tends to be firmer conditions, harder running, bit more of a ground game, if you like. So tending towards links golf a little bit, but it's not purely links golf. It tends to be a sort of a combination of parkland and links golf. But great fun. You know, you've got some really influential designers. Alistair McKenzie designed Royal Adelaide, probably the best course in Adelaide, and had some other really good designers design the other courses as well. So real high quality, fast greens you can expect. You know, these courses tend to have big greens, but very fast, great to putt on. Big bunkers are a real feature of the course as well. And these courses tend to be on quite sandy sites. So again, it just lends itself to that firmer, good draining, hard running golf courses, which is certainly what I like. I don't know about you.
Right. Absolutely. I do love that. In terms of like climate and things like that, is this a place that it probably doesn't rain too much there, or what sort of conditions did you expect?
Yeah. So Adelaide is very much a Mediterranean climate, I guess you'd say. If you thought sort of Southern California for the American listeners, for those in Europe, you're probably thinking Southern Spain, Italy, Greece, that type of area. So very hot, dry summers, but you do get a little bit of a winter where that tends to be where you get most of your rain. But I remember back to when I was a kid, you know, that was part of your main season was through the winter months. So it's sure. All year round golf, which is great. You know, obviously the conditions vary a little bit, and sometimes in the summer it can be a little bit oppressive if it's 40 degrees or so and you're sure. Playing golf, but generally mostly you can play. Really nice climate. The beaches are a real attraction in Adelaide. They're only about sort of 12 kilometers from the center of the city, so I would suggest anyone heading down there, whether it's golfing or not, to check out some of the beaches. They're great.
Oh my gosh, it sounds so perfect. So do you find that when people come over there, is it more of a like a guy's trip? Do people do it as a family? How do people generally travel over there?
Yeah, I guess in terms of golf, it's probably a little bit more of a connoisseur's trip. If you're coming from the other side of the world, you're obviously pretty serious about your golf. And these clubs love welcoming people from that sort of background. You know, they love people that love their golf. You can generally play at all of these courses if you contact them in advance. They generally have a rate for overseas players, but it is still quite accessible. But I would say probably most of your trips might be pretty serious golfers, whether that's a guy's trip, or sometimes it might be husbands and wives that play golf on a group of 16 or 20. Sure. And that, you know, it would make for a fantastic golf trip. Yeah.
Does Adelaide sort of be one of the, like a stop on a number of cities that you're going to tour around Australia, or do you think it could literally be a standalone trip?
Yeah, as I said before, it tends to be left off of people's radars a little bit. So it might be sometimes if you're going from the East Coast and then up into the middle, up towards Ayers Rock and Alice Springs up that way. But I would certainly suggest people start including it in their schedule to Australia. It might not be a standalone city. You probably wouldn't travel just to Adelaide alone unless you're doing it from another state of Australia, perhaps, or a bit closer. But certainly if you were going to have, say, a 2-week, 3-week trip, you know, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide is certainly a great agenda to go by. So, you know, we want some more people to start discovering Adelaide. I do. My heart's still there, and I know what a great place it is, but it just needs more people to discover it, really.
Well, hidden gems usually turn out to be a good in terms of budget. So let me ask you this one, Leighton. Let's say I drop you off at, you have a weekend, and I give you 200 Australian dollars. How are you going to spend it there? What place are you going to check out? And what would you do over that weekend?
Okay, so yeah, I would probably then be heading about an hour south of Adelaide. So maybe you might want to get yourself a hotel in Adelaide, have a rental car, but an hour south of Adelaide, or even less than, a place called the Fleurieu Peninsula. So it gets a little bit greener down there, a little bit cooler than right in the middle of Adelaide, but there's some great golf courses down there now as well. So you've got one called Mount Compass, which is a fairly new course built in the 90s. Again, sort of sandy site, hard running conditions again. But of course, it's really got a growing reputation down there and has come along great. I played that last time I was back there. And then probably only 20 minutes or so from there, you've got another course called the Links at Lady Bay, which, as the name suggests, is a little bit linksy in its characteristics. you know, about 500 yards from the sea, and from some parts of the course, you can see the sea, which is great. There's actually a hotel attached to that, so you could actually perhaps use that as a base for a night. In terms of meals, food, Adelaide, amazingly cosmopolitan city now. One of the best food scenes in Australia, I think. And we have quite a Mediterranean influence there. So a lot of really good restaurants, quite an Italian, Greek sort of theme to a lot of them. But I would suggest perhaps on a morning, head down to Glenelg, which is a seaside suburb. You can have your breakfast down there. Game of golf in the middle of the day, and return back for a pretty amazing meal at a restaurant somewhere in the city, perhaps. So lots of options, but the golf's pretty cheap down there. You're talking under $50 Australian to play those golf courses I was just talking about. So
very reasonable.
Your $200 might go a long way down there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If you could stretch it to 200 pounds, you might get 5 rounds in, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I love to ask this question of folks that are living in other places. So you've been in the UK now, you said 15 or so years. You know, when you go back to Adelaide, like, what's the one thing that you're craving that you're like, man, I want to taste a home?
Yeah, we do meat pies in a big way in Australia. I don't know. That's not a very American thing, is it? But that reminds me of being at sporting events. You know, you'd go and get a meat pie with a bit of ketchup on it. It's the most basic thing, but it is very, very Australian.
Any particular haunts that you've got to check out, like a restaurant or a bar that you always go into?
Not necessarily, but one place that's great, I mentioned it before, is Glenelg, that seaside suburb in Adelaide. There's a tram that runs directly from the city centre out to Glenelg, and coffee's a big thing in Australia as well. So what I always like to do is head straight down there, get a coffee, sit there overlooking the beach and the sea, and maybe have a bit of brunch down there, a bit of smashed avocado on sourdough toast usually goes down well, nice. That type of thing. But to do that on a nice, sunny, warm morning looking out over the sea, that's about as good as it gets. Yeah.
I love it. You put the picture in my mind. Exactly. Any other like hidden gems, places that are off the beaten path that maybe don't even show up on rankings, but really should if you were being fair?
Yeah. These days you can go up into the Adelaide Hills, which is a great spot. And I haven't even mentioned this yet, but I'm going to now mention a couple of big wine regions, but they also have some good golf there as well. So the Adelaide Hills, great wine region, cooler climate area. I actually import some wines from there, actually.
Nice.
But a few really good courses up in the hills. Blackwood's a good golf course. Mount Osmond, really nice one. Looks out right over the city. You can see right out to the sea as well. And then you can move down into another area, which some wine lovers might have heard of, in the Barossa Valley. So that's about an hour north of Adelaide. One of the most famous wine regions in Australia, very accessible from the city. And again, there's a couple of really good golf courses up there, Sandy Creek, and then another course called Barossa Valley Golf Club.
Nice.
So just again, all of these so cheap to play. You'd be looking at $40, $50 max to play a lot of these places. Really easy to get a tee time and just great fun golf. So if it's not all the high end stuff you're looking for and you want to do things on a bit of a budget, certainly that option as well. Yeah.
It's good to have options for everyone. So you got the Royal Adelaide and those places that are going to be able to command a little bit more. What are you talking about for green screens at a place like that? Maybe 100?
No, probably more like sort of $200 to $300, I would have thought. If you happen to know a member, it'll be a lot cheaper.
Sure,
if not, no, it is still accessible. Yep. But yeah, you'd probably be looking at $300, which probably is not massively different to US dollars at the moment.
Right. There's a lot of different ways to experience it, which is great. You got kind of have something for everybody there. In terms of like transportation and getting around, what do you recommend people do? Do they rent a car? Is public transportation good? How do you recommend people get around that part of the world?
Yeah, there's a good public transport system, but if you're playing golf, you're going to need a car, I think. And especially if you're talking about getting out to some of those other places I was talking about. So
you might want a driver too if you're going to all the wineries, right?
Exactly. Yes, that's a must. That's an absolute must. I've got an uncle when I go back that does that. It's fantastic.
Nice.
Definitely. And if you're a bit more city-based playing some of the city clubs, you could perhaps stay local to those, but you'd still probably need to get to and from the golf courses. So I would say pick up a car at the airport and you're set. Car hire's pretty cheap. None of these places are more than an hour away, so you're not going to do too much driving. And you'll see some lovely parts of the state and the city as well. So
what is it like driving? I should ask that question, because when I went to Ireland, it was, first of all, for me, it was the first time I drove on the left side of the road. The streets were extremely narrow. I mean, to the point where I feel like I was swapping paint at times. Like, what is driving like for someone from the United States or from the UK coming over there?
It's pretty easy. The biggest difference is, it's on the left-hand side. So you're going to have to get used to that one. But it is easy to get around. The roads are pretty good. Adelaide, one of the things it's known for is it's such an easy city to get, 1.2 million people, big city, but very easy to get around. The road system is pretty good. And you will find there are a lot bigger, wider roads over there than Ireland, certainly.
Okay.
So you shouldn't have too much trouble. I mean, if you've got a golfing group going down there, what might make sense is to get like a little minibus or a little coach type thing that will get you all around.
We call them party wagons here.
Okay, buddy wagon it is. I like that term. That's good.
It's good fun. Mm. That's great. Give us a little preview of what are in store, because you're going to kind of take over our we're doing an Australian series here on Let's Play Through. So let us know what's in store and what you'll be covering later.
Yes, I think we're going to try and do two or three mini series. So we're going to start with Adelaide and South Australia and focus on that one. Then we couldn't do a show on Australia and not feature the Melbourne Sandbelt and talk about some of the courses around there. And we'll try and speak to some guys at those clubs, whether it's managers or professionals, directors of golf, you name it, even course architects in some instances. So the Mornington Peninsula is a real growing destination. That's in Victoria, an hour and a half south of Melbourne. So I think we might feature some clubs down there, but also we might just touch on Tasmania now as well, which is becoming a pretty cool golfing destination. Many people might have heard of Barnbougle Dunes by now, which has kind of taken the golfing country by storm over there. So there's also a couple of other courses that are planned down there now as well. So I think we're soon going to see that become the sort of the Bandon Dunes or the Oregon of golf in Australia.
That's exciting, man. That's awesome. Well, I can't wait. I'll be listening myself as Leighton takes over here and gives us a little tour of Australia. And we may even get a little bit of England from him as well. So stay tuned here on the Golf Travel Show. And Leighton, thanks so much for joining me, man.
No problem. Can't wait to get stuck into it and tell everyone about the joys of Australia. They're fantastic.
Absolutely. And by the way, this isn't Leighton's first rodeo. He's got another podcast, which you should check out. It's called Golf Club Talk UK on golf club management in and around the UK. So that's another podcast. If you're listening to your podcasts, wherever podcasts are heard, absolutely check that one out as well. Leighton, thanks so much, man.
Thanks, Gabe. Good speaking, man.